Hello and welcome to The Odd Past. I am your host, history teacher, and author, Matt Perry. Join us every week as we explore the weird, wacky, and odd side of our collective past. If you're interested in weird executions, strange ghost stories, haunted places, serial killers, and anything in between, this is the podcast for you. If you love The Odd Past, be sure to support us on patreon.com/theoddpast or check out our website at www.theoddpast.com. History should never be boring. Welcome to this week's episode of The Odd Past. I'm your host, history teacher, and author, Matt Perry. This week, we're going to talk about one of the most infamous women to ever grace planet Earth. She left an indelible mark that is still remembered some four centuries after her death, and that is the Blood Countess of Hungary, Elizabeth Báthory. Elizabeth Báthory is believed to be the first known female serial killer in the history of the planet. While that's hard to nail down for sure, it is beyond doubt that Elizabeth Báthory was a vile and despicable human being. So in this episode, for the next 20 minutes or so, we are going to explore the depraved and disgusting actions of the Blood Countess, Elizabeth Báthory. Elizabeth Báthory was born in the Kingdom of Hungary in 1560. She was born to a well-to-do noble family near modern-day Slovakia. As with all nobles during the time, she was born with the proverbial silver spoon in her mouth. But Elizabeth was a little bit different. You see, Elizabeth had medical issues from the onset. It is said that she suffered terrible seizures. And these seizures, it is believed, played a large role into how her life and how her mental state would evolve. It's also believed that her parents were first cousins. So we have an inbred epileptic that eventually jumps off the deep end. It's a very interesting study in genetics and a very cautionary tale of power going to your head, because Báthory never knew want. She got anything she wanted. She's the spoiled kid that says one word and mommy and daddy give it to her. But on a grand scale, she was nearly royalty. Elizabeth Báthory never had to beg, never had to work for anything in her life. So by the age of 10, she was promised to a Hungarian prince. And now her future husband would grow into one of the most feared warriors in the battles between the Christians in Hungary and the Ottoman Empire, the Turks. And it is also believed that it was around the time of their marriage, when Elizabeth was 15, that she began an obsession with pain. Now, Báthory had grown up watching her father whip servant girls, punish servants that broke the rules. And many historians have said and argued that Elizabeth really didn't recoil from that. She somewhat enjoyed it, or maybe even really enjoyed it. So by the time that she is this young bride at the age of 15, married to a 20-year-old warrior, she's given the power of a life and death over the servants. She was gifted a castle. Her and her husband were gifted a castle and an estate in the modern-day country of Slovakia, which, of course, then was a part of the Hungarian Empire. With her being the head of the household, she had final say over everything that went on her large estate. It's believed that she had more than 500 servants at her beck and call over all of the land that she owned. And she wielded this power with absolute brutality, even as a teenager. With her husband away fighting the Ottoman Turks, Bathory actually gained more prominence. She became one of the most well-respected and leaned upon nobles in her area, as I said, in modern-day Slovakia. She donated and helped the empire monetarily with their wars against the Muslims. Her husband returned from these battles against the Ottomans, and his reputation was well known. He was a monster in battle. He showed absolutely no remorse, no quarter. And it is believed by historians that he was like Bathory's Yoda. He taught Bathory the art of torture and the art of pain. One of their favorite pastimes together was to torture servant girls. They would place needles under the servant girls' fingernails. They would cut off fingers for the slightest indiscretions. And they reveled in the pain of these young women. Unfortunately for the servants around this estate, the Bathorys didn't stop at torture. You see, because it began and continued to escalate until finally Bathory became one of the most murderous monsters in world history. Hey guys, I just want to remind everyone to check out some of our great sponsors. Be sure to check out Anchor.fm. That is the platform that I use to record this podcast. Without Anchor FM, I would not be able to bring you the Odd Past podcast. So if you have ever been interested in starting a podcast or doing any voice work, be sure to check out Anchor.fm. Also, our sponsor, Flipboard.com. Flipboard.com curates the world news at your fingertips. They have a great Android app that I use every day to get my news, and it blocks out the screaming of the modern mainstream media. So be sure to head to www.flipboard.com or download the app from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. Now, back to our episode. As the 17th century dawned, life was thrown into a tailspin for Elizabeth Bathory. She had taken on many confidants, so to speak, into her employ. Servants, but not servants that she would torture, actually servants that she would use to recruit and help torture the less fortunate. In 1601, a supposed witch moves in with Bathory. Her name was Anna Darvoya, and Darvoya was thought to be this evil witch from the people in the village. And Darvoya lived up to that reputation. She helped Bathory recruit young servant girls to the castle, and these young servant girls would disappear. Now, you would think that it would be obvious what was going on. You know, they just said that the bodies would pile up and there was a makeshift graveyard near the castle that had very commonly multiple freshly dug graves. But you must remember, in the 17th century, nobility was untouchable nearly. It was actually illegal for a peasant to even bring charges against a nobleman or a noble woman. So Bathory's bloodlust went unchecked. Her and Darvoya, along with other casts of characters, would torture these young women. And eventually, she moved on to murder. Now, this is where the interesting portion of this story comes. Well, it's already been interesting, I hope, but this is where historians differ. Now, depending on what you read, depending on what documentaries you watch, depending on what YouTube videos you watch, you name it, there is debate to this day of what Elizabeth Bathory did after these servant girls were killed. I want to believe, just for the sake of the story, the sensational side of it. That is what I have always understood to be fact. Now, historians differ, but I am going to tell you the sensational side. And you are free to disagree with it. I'm putting it out there that there are two very divided stances on what Bathory did. And for the sake of the story and for its the sake of the first thing I heard when I was growing up, and it's most of the things that I've read, that's what I go with. So with that being said, here we go. Elizabeth Bathory was obsessed with staying young. By the year 1601, and after her husband's death in 1604, she was 44 years old. And 44, while not a big deal nowadays, in the 17th century, it was seen as getting on in years, to be sure. She was a beautiful woman. Everybody commented on how beautiful Bathory was. And that vanity, along with her sadistic streak, got the best of her. Bathory would always target beautiful young servant girls. It's unknown if she ever even killed a man. She would have Anna d'Arvoia and other assistants drain the blood of these young virgin women. And she would take a macabre bath, bathing in the blood of virgins. In this twisted and misguided and grotesque attempt to keep her skin fresh and to keep her skin pale and to bathe in the essence of young beauty. Well, to fill a bathtub with virgin blood, obviously it would require many victims. People around the castle begin to notice. Servants go in and they don't come out. Families talk in hushed tones about lost daughters, nieces, cousins. But still, Bathory is untouchable. Until she makes a fatal mistake. She begins not to target the servants around her estate. She turns her eyes to the nobility as well. Bathory opens a finishing school for young noble women. She charges an exorbitant amount of money and takes women, young women, into her castle with the guise of teaching them how to be young, upstanding noble women. But it was all a ploy to gain more victims. You see, nobody really batted an eye that had any power when the peasants were disappearing. But when the young noble women began disappearing, it's when Bathory put a target on her back. Very soon, she was found out by a special investigator for the king of the empire. Because of her stature, she was given somewhat of a lenient outcome. She was not put on trial because they did not want to embarrass the kingdom that they had a noble woman that could do something like this, and they wanted to show a tad of respect to her title. But she was found guilty and imprisoned in her own castle in a dungeon that she had perpetrated some of her heinous crimes. And for the rest of her life, she rotted in that dungeon cell before she finally succumbed in 1614 at the age of 56. Elizabeth Bathory's tale is a tale of debauchery and menace that is unparalleled when we talk of female serial killers. Now, there are some crazy amounts of kills that some historians ascribe to. The most common number I see is in the hundreds. It is believed that Elizabeth Bathory may have been responsible for anywhere between 100 to 300 confirmed kills. A terrible tale of when vanity and power can turn a normal young girl into a killer. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Odd Past. It is so awesome, all of the support that we've been receiving. Be sure to continue checking us out every week on your favorite podcast directory. We love 5-star reviews. We love applause on anchor.fm. So keep them coming. And until next time, remember, history should never be boring.